Thank you, Mr. Vice President. We extend the gratitude to the independent experts for their detailed reports. We acknowledge the critical issue of racial discrimination against Africans and people of African descent, an urgent need for concrete steps to ensure access to justice, accountability, and redress for the excessive use of force of law enforcement officers. Despite various international efforts, systematic problems persist. We are deeply concerned by widespread reports of racial profiling, harassment, verbal abuse, and discriminatory and justified stop and search checks. Additionally, the systematic racism faced today by Africans and people of African descent is deeply affected by intersectionality, where discrimination is compounded by one or more of their identities, whether based on sex, gender, nationality, disability, religion, or socioeconomic status. Women and girls of African descent face compounded discrimination due to both their race and gender. The International Organization for the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination calls for further independent civilian oversight bodies to reduce racial profiling and ensure accountability. We urge all nations, and I repeat, all nations, especially developed ones like the United States, the United Kingdom, in order to move forward and adopt measures and set a global example. We further urge states to implement the Durban Declaration Program of Action in 2001, which emphasized the protection of national, ethnic, cultural, linguistic, particularly for minority groups. We thank you.
Thank you.